close your eyes and keep your mind right here, right with the breath. If it looks like it's going to wander off, you say, nope, come right back, come right back. You've got to exercise some restraint over the mind. This is what the Ubosate is. Today's one of the Ubosate days. It's the waning quarter of the moon. And the tradition is that on the full moon and new moon and quarter moons, or half moons, you take some time out to restrain yourself. That's why they have the added 8 precepts instead of just the 5. And the additional ones are all about restraint. Restraint of the eyes and ears, not watching shows. Restraint of the tongue and eating only before noon. Restraint of the body and lying on simple beds, sitting on simple chairs. Restraint of the nose and not wearing perfume. Because the mind keeps wanting to wander out and look for happiness here, and you're saying, okay, today, no, we're going to look for happiness inside. Because that's one of the reasons why we have to exercise restraint, is if you keep picking up little bits of pleasure here and there, you don't really devote much attention to the state of your mind and the kinds of happiness and pleasure you can find exclusively within. So here you're shutting off some of the avenues by which the mind goes wandering out, and basically by which it picks up germs and diseases. We've already got greed, aversion, and delusion in our minds, and we go to places where it aggravates the greed and aversion and delusion. It's like a person who's got a disease, and he goes and eats food that aggravates the disease, and he picks up some more germs. Just makes the condition worse. So here we're shutting off the outside conditions, at least. Give the mind a chance to recuperate, and also to get its act together. Because if you can't find pleasure outside, then you've got to turn inside. You've got to look inside for your pleasure, look inside for your happiness. Of course, that's the place where it's really reliable. So restraint is not just to keep you hemmed in, it's to turn your attention inward, to look what the real problem is. The fact that the mind is susceptible to those germs, the mind does create a lot of problems for itself in the ways it normally looks for happiness. And now we're going to turn around and find a better source of happiness inside. Where the problem is, that's where the solution is. So focus your attention right here. And if the mind wanders off, remember, okay, that's not where you want to go. John Mahabua uses the image of a monkey trying to reach for this and reach for that. And you've got a little stick. And you say, nope, nope, nope. And you hit the hand of the monkey as it reaches for things. And eventually it's going to have to content itself with what it can find inside. For the monkey, whatever it's got right near it, instead of reaching out. Fortunately, we have something a lot better than just the kind of food you would give to a monkey. The potential for happiness inside is really immense. And so take some time to turn your attention inside and see what kind of potentials you've got there. Because otherwise you get distracted by things outside all the time and never realize that you've got gold in your house. And you go running after little trinkets that they scatter around outside. So turn your attention here, and you'll find that there's an immense possibility for true happiness right here that you've been overlooking. Now is the time to look.